Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The biggest pro football overlays in Vegas are back with $12 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports with two ways to win and no rake. Circa Million with quarterly payouts and 100% payback. And Circa Survivor, select one team each week with no point spread. Take in the big money with $12 million in guaranteed prizes. Enter in Vegas, play from anywhere. Visit CircaSports.com for details.
This is the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in Southern California, 98.5 The Fan in Las Vegas, and the Hawaii Sports Radio Network, 95.1 and AM 760 in Hawaii. I'm joined as always by G. Hay Wiley, Armani Buckets, Brandon Deutsch, and for the first time of many perhaps, Amanda Renee Giroux. I had to do the full name because it's very classy. Amanda, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Guys, I think we should talk to Amanda for a bit because it's her first time on the show. Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am from Ohio originally. I've been out in Southern California for about 5 years, and I am a model, host, and actor.
All right. She is from Ohio as well. Listen, we are a diverse group. By the way, way back in the day, 2 years ago when we first began to do the show, it was just me and GA.
It'll be 2 years in October. It's
two
crazy.
Years in October.
Yeah.
But crew, how are we doing on this beautiful Tuesday?
I'm doing great. I mean, the thing is, every time we add a new person, it spices up the room. I love it. So I'm excited to have you on board.
I know you're all also the pot stirrer here when you like bring up topics too. I love it. It's great. Like it just brings better radio. So I'm good. I'm exhausted. I just can't shake being tired right now. I don't know what it is.
I feel you.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. But other than that, I'm psyched for football. Can't get here soon enough.
Soon.
Yeah.
Soon.
Yeah.
Soon. Yeah, stoked for Amanda to join the show. Very, very love. We're very lucky to have you. And it's a great day wherever you are, Vegas,
that's right.
Hawaii. L.A.
We're all over.
We're all over.
All right. With that said, let's get to today's headlines brought to you by Circa Sports. Circa Millions and Circa Survivor Pro Football Contests are back with $12 million in guaranteed prizes. Visit CircaSports.com for details. Hit it, G-Hay.
The Dodgers.
Hey, of course you
can. Yeah.
I know. All I can see is that we lost Tony Gonsolin. Okay, so that's
that
all
would be
I'm
amazing.
Thinking about.
We did lose a Tony. We did lose a Tony. Were we nominated, though? You gotta ask yourself okay. that.
I'm not very musical, so I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. Well, the Dodgers lost Tony Gonsolin to the injured list and are very slim on pitching headed into September. Gonsolin might be out, guys, for a while. And even though the Dodgers just picked up their 89th win and are still cruising on offense in a playoff series, could all of these injuries catch up to them?
100%. I mean, when they lost Walker Buehler, I mean, that hurt. And now they lose Tony Gonsolin. And do we know for how long? Is he going to be out for a while?
He's on the 10-day IL.
But it could be longer.
We don't know how long he's going to be out.
I mean, at some point, it all catches up to you. I mean, we thought with Tony that the problem would be like he'd never pitched like this for this long. So at some point he's going to drop off. But if he's not even playing, if he's not available, if he comes back and he's not that same player that he was, that's a huge loss.
Yeah, another thing to note is an elbow flexor injury is like a precursor to Tommy John a lot of times. So hopefully he's okay. That's a serious injury though. That's what DeGrom had last year before he got his serious injury. Yeah. He had that exact same injury. So this is concerning for Dodgers fans. They're still going to put up a lot of runs, but then again, pitching in a series against the Mets and a series against the Braves, it's going to be hard. But if they keep hitting like this, they should be able to win some big games in September and in October.
Dave Roberts said that he expects Tony Gonsolin to miss just two starts, but you just said it, Brandon. Anytime you hear the word forearm, ooh, it's a really scary
it's a
thing.
Precursor.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. But this team now, you have the Kershaw one and the Gonsolin injury. And Gonsolin is leading the league in ERA, wins. He's tied for first in wins. He's first in whip, and he's first in opponent batting average against. So, yeah. I mean, this is a huge, huge loss. There's no way to understate it.
This was going to be your game one starter, right? I mean, that's what most people were saying, just how consistent he's been. You lose him, this is a huge loss. But hopefully he's back soon for Dodgers fans.
I mean, this is always the curse of Dodger Nation right now, right? Is pitching.
It's like, it's like the Clippers with winning.
Okay, first of all, you can't say that, and I love how you're like trying to bait me, but like you can't say that right now. Like that's just a fact.
I just don't know. Can't
say that right now.
What does our trophy case look like?
Who cares? We're beating you guys.
Congrats.
For the last how many years?
Say that to the 17
rings. You know what?
Just because your
ego's getting a little shot doesn't mean.
Hey, I'm with you guys. I think the Clippers have a good shot of winning next year. My bad.
This is a very tight knit group, and they definitely have that kind of, you know, if one guy goes down, the next man comes up. And we were at the Clayton Kershaw party or event, and normally it's a really long season. So if you have one day off, the last thing you want to do is go to the park. And again, these guys genuinely like each other. And
like
so,
Clippers.
The Clippers are a tight-knit
group. Like the Laker. I'm joking.
What was the highlight of that event for you? I mean, it was Clayton Kershaw's event. And again, like everyone on that team loves Kershaw. But I thought it was really cool. They brought their wives. They brought their kids. And again, on a night where that is sort of like a quick time where you could take the night off. Dave Roberts was there. Kershaw was there. I mean, it was really cool.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool just seeing everybody come together. And again, like you said, take their time off, spending time hanging out and together with their families and stuff. It was a really cool event for a good cause.
I would assume that like events like that, they're like pure moments, right?
Yeah.
Where you have like, because you have a lot of times where it's just a red carpet event where it's like just the couple or just the team. There's not, you know, an inclusion of the family too, which
is really,
really
cute
cool.
Seeing all the kids run around. Yeah. And yeah, everybody was just super.
It's literally my favorite event, GG, and you'll appreciate this. You can have red wine while you're walking around the field.
I am jealous because you guys told me that there was just an isosceles.
It was crazy.
Nobody ever.
I thought it was just there to show off.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we're pouring it. And the first thing I did, I told Dave Roberts about it because I said, listen, Dave, and he appreciates a good wine. They're serving just an isosceles. This is no joke. Because usually, like an event like that, it's maybe not $2 chuck, but kind of close to it. So this was an amazing event. So,
I mean, they're probably just doing a little KJ or something like that, right? They're not doing something
that's what I would think.
But it's the culture of the Dodgers. Exactly. High class. You gotta live well, play good baseball, dress well, feel like good, it. Feel well, you know.
That's why we love LA.
That's right.
That's why I moved here.
Well, speaking of feeling good, the NFL is just 9 days away. I'm so feeling good about that. Cannot wait. Which team will have a better season, you guys? The Rams, the Chargers, or the Raiders?
And
which team has a better chance to win the Super Bowl?
Listen, I know that the Rams are the defending champions, and it's really hard, very hard to repeat. But I'm going to give them the odds-on favorites right now. You go to Vegas, it's the Rams and the Chargers are there in the top four. I don't like Vegas. That division is really tough. And so, and by the way, not not enough is talked about. They don't have a home field advantage at home. Everyone talks about the silver and black and the Raiders. Listen, if you look at your teams, if you're going to go to on one trip, you're going to go to Vegas. That is the one trip that you're flying out to like on a Friday, getting that hotel with your friends, gambling. I've been to multiple games there where I felt like I was in Chicago. I felt like I was at like a Chiefs game. So I like them on paper. I do not like them to win the Super Bowl. I don't like them to win the division. I do like the Chargers, but the Chargers, Brandon, suffered from that Clippers thing where, like, I've been here before with this team where on paper they're the best team and I think that they should win it, but like I've never seen them actually do it.
Then you got the JC Jackson injury. That's that's tough for Chargers fans. But I'm just gonna say this. Everyone's talking about the Rams. Like, how hard is it to repeat? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a team that almost lost to the Bengals, right? That could, I mean, they won fair and square, don't get me wrong. But Tampa didn't even repeat with Tom Brady. So it's like one of those things that's so hard to do. I'm rolling with the Chargers. I know, shout out Sporting Tribune. Got those two outlooks coming out, the Raiders, the Chargers. I say both of those
have... Brandon with the plug. I love that.
But for this is our family, the Sporting Tribune. That's the best digital newsletter of all time, right? So look, I have them both winning 11-plus games. So I have the Raiders winning 11. At Denver, like, I like Denver. Great city, great people, but it's like they play in a tough division. However, things change if they can beat the Niners in week 3 because Jimmy Ward's going to be out. So that's another thing. I do think the Chargers have the best shot of these three teams to win the Super Bowl. I really do. I
agree with you. On paper, I think the Chargers are the team to beat. But what do we say? Good on paper.
Have you seen Justin Herbert? He's been balling.
No. Again, I'm agreeing with you. I think that the Chargers on paper have the best possible odds to win.
Let me just say this, because I think Jihei was about to say my favorite line. My biggest thing during the pandemic, I had never watched Sex in the City. I watched every episode, and this is Jihei's favorite line.
It's one of them. Sex in the City has a lot of great lines.
I haven't watched it.
Oh, my God. Okay, first of all, everybody should binge it. Everybody should binge it. You should.
With who? With your girlfriend or alone?
You could do it alone, man. It doesn't matter. My boyfriend watched it before we even met. So, like, he loved Sex and the City. I think he's really sick of it now because I watch it on repeat. But, the saying that Arash is talking about is great on paper, bad in bed. So, this one is great on paper, bad on the field, right?
But that's a coaching problem. Like,
absolutely. But I'm just saying, still, it doesn't, like, there's still
problems. All right. I'm not trying to talk crap about McVay. I know he's a genius, but this dude called 3 timeouts in the worst times against the 49ers. That could have bit him, you know, where.
Oh,
you know what
absolutely.
I'm saying? I mean, we're acting like the Rams literally were. Yes, McVay's a good coach. He could have been a better coach. And he still won.
He should have won 2 Super Bowls, by the way. He shouldn't have won 1.
The worst game of all time. 13-10 Patriot win.
I mean, those were coaching decisions, and I'm sure that he's looking back on it and being like,
Kyle Shanahan's my coach, so best coach in the league until the fourth quarter. But that's a pretty important quarter.
So this is
kind of important to close out a game.
I've
seen it in the Super Bowl twice, bro.
You know what they say? You prepare for the moment, you're good through the whole stretch, and you can't finish. That's why they have a closer in baseball, and Kyle Shanahan's not that. He's the starter, goes six innings, gives up like 4 runs in the bottom of the 9th.
Yeah. So not I'm good. Again, I'm just saying on paper, Chargers, that's
I think in bed too. I think the Chargers are gonna really they're gonna be good in bed this year. You know what I'm saying?
You know, again, and here's the other thing that we don't take into consideration on a regular basis is injuries. Injuries. There's always going to be them. Everybody's already played.
I don't know. I'm all in on Austin Eckler. That man built himself from nothing. That was a Western Colorado. No one recruited him. That's why I love Josh Allen. Josh Allen was a JC kid, built himself from nothing. Now he's the best quarterback in the NFL.
So he, by the way, is great in fantasy. So if you can pick up
Austin Eckler. He's great in
fantasy. We met Eckler at Radio Row. And he, amazing guy, has a sandwich named after him, actually, by Mr.
We both do.
Arash and Austin Eckler have sandwiches at Ike's Sandwich.
Introduce me to him. He can help me with fantasy.
but he actually makes it a point, too, to make himself available to fantasy football players. He's fantasy.
He's like the coolest dude of all time.
Oh, he's great.
You know why? Because he built himself from nothing. I'm telling you, all these guys, they're like handed it on a silver platter. They're like the meanest dudes when it comes to things. But if you build yourself from nothing, that's when you're a nice dude, for sure.
Yeah, no, he's great.
This all started with, Arash, you said that you are concerned about the Raiders' home field advantage. How do you feel about the Chargers' home field advantage?
Well, that's another reason that I don't love the Chargers. Well, there's none. There's really none.
It's basically like playing in the pandemic.
That first game of the season, Las Vegas Raiders, that will be a Raiders home game.
So that's
a Raiders home game.
That's what I was just going to ask you, too, is that, like, Raider fans travel, man. Like, they will do. Go everywhere. It does not matter. They'll go to New England. They'll go to London for all that. You know what I mean? They'll go to all the overseas games, etc. So it's going to be really difficult, I think, right, Arash?
The biggest problem why they don't have a home field, it is the most expensive ticket. They travel to, you know, Kansas City and Denver. I mean, they travel to watch their team. To watch their team at home, it's a pricey proposition for them. So,
and not all of them are from Vegas.
Exactly. They're not. But I thought it was a good move from them, because whether you're from Los Angeles or like Oakland, it's a short flight, short drive. So, but I don't like them in that division. Again, home field advantage. And with the Chargers, I've never seen them. I mean, they've had good teams on paper. They've never found a way. And it's a little bit like the Clippers. I hate to make that comparison, but until I see it, I'm not convinced.
Justin Herbert's about to throw 40 to 50 touchdowns.
So you like him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chargers are going to win the division.
Chargers are going to win the
division. Chiefs are done, though.
How far can they go? How far can the Chargers go?
I mean, they can go to
the
Super Bowl if they can beat the Bills. I mean, those are the two best teams. Everyone's like, I think also people are sleeping on the Bengals. Like, it just made the Super Bowl, and they got Joe Burrow. They got, you know,
how hard is it to repeat? How hard is it to get there? We already had this conversation. So, I mean, I agree.
You do have a hot take about the first game of the season, though, right?
What? The
Rams and the Bills.
Oh, dude, the Bills are going to wipe the floor with the Rams. Bills will win by like 20.
So first of all, I totally disagree with you, but that doesn't really shock me. Second of all.
Why?
Second of all.
That's an unbiased opinion.
Second of all, Rams are favored at 2.5. I got them getting 2.5 in Vegas. So
congratulations. Respects to Jihei's loss right now.
I'm just saying the house is normally right.
RIP to your money.
The house always wins. The house is normally right. Vegas, those odds makers are like scary.
That's
good,
why you go,
man.
Plus 2.5.
That's what I did.
Oh, they said minus 2.5.
No,
I
got them getting 2.5 points.
Then you're going to win. Don't pay your respects. Yeah. My bad. Bills are winning that game.
I don't think that the Bills are winning, but I'm just saying that was great that it was.
Then take the L. You might win the money, but take the L. You know what I'm saying?
No, I still think... I think that you totally underestimate that Rams team, man. You totally underestimating them.
He's a 49ers fan. He's still a drop pick from being in the Super Bowl.
They were a drop. We also shouldn't have beat the Packers, and we did. So it's luck goes both ways. Yeah. That's why the Chargers are going to be good. Staley literally didn't convert on every fourth down last year. That's bound to change. He's about to. They had 9 wins. They didn't even have J.C. Jackson. They didn't have Khalil Mack. They didn't have Derwin James. They have all those guys back, right? So, that's why I like the Chargers. And the Rams, they're still going to win the division. I'm a Niners fan, but we're not winning the division. The Rams are going to win the division.
All right.
Okay, well, still realistic.
They're just not beating the Bills. Bills are a different animal.
Can the Rams beat San Francisco in the regular season? That's true.
Yeah, they will this year. They will this year.
Okay. I mean, again,
if Lance is quarterback. Jimmy is their father. I don't know how he does it. That guy is, let's say, he comes into the game and everyone's like, this guy's slow. He can't pass, but he always beats us. So
they said the same thing about Brady.
They did.
So, and look at Mr. Seven Rings now. So, I don't
know. Jimmy Garoppolo, 7 rings?
No, you know what I mean. I'm just saying, look at Tom Brady now, and then, Jimmy was, a little, kind of a protege of that system, right? So, speaking of Jimmy, he restructured his deal with the Niners to remain on the team this season as the highest paid backup quarterback in the NFL history. What does this mean for Trey Lance and the 49ers' confidence in him moving forward?
Brandon, you can touch on this. I don't think it's great for Trey Lance because Jimmy G will be there lurking in the background. His good looks will be there.
I mean, Trey's a handsome man too,
Listen, if Trey finds himself in this position of throwing a couple of picks and this would have been great if they could have found a home for Jimmy G. Having him there holding a clipboard. I mean, this guy was a drop pick from having them back in the Super Bowl. He was a Kyle Shanahan coaching moves away from
winning two Super Bowls.
He never gets enough credit.
Well, he did overthrow that pass that would have won the Super Bowl.
Listen, he's a winner. This is your favorite line.
He is a winner.
He's a winner.
He is a winner. He is. In all aspects of life, that man is a winner. That's my guy.
He's a porn star winner, guys. He is a
I don't know. Is he on OnlyFans? I don't think so.
You know what? Get that back, baby. If he is, good for him.
I mean, he's making like 30 in the NFL. He doesn't need to. What I'll say here
extra
is in all serious... maybe you do make a lot of money there. I don't know.
Some people make $10,000 a month.
No, women make $10,000.
I don't know. It doesn't. I don't think it matters. I think that there are people out there that are willing to pay.
In all seriousness, aside from OnlyFans, hats off to the women making their money on that, though. But Jimmy G, like, he's going to be a backup, and that's fine. Like, everyone's like, oh, Trey Lance, he's not going to start. Like, yeah, he's going to start. Like, it's Trey's team. Like, Jimmy's the backup. Yeah, he's lurking there. He has his good looks. You know, he's like, he's around. Everyone loves him, except Kodak Black. He hates him. On that Super Gremlin walk-up, they're like, who's that quarterback with no swag? That was hilarious. I like that when he said that on Twitter. But, look, Jimmy's there. Yeah, I mean, this is a great deal for San Francisco. Think about this. He would have gone to the Seahawks. They would have lost week two. So you kind of had to keep him. The restructured deal is the best backup in the league. And if Lance gets hurt, then you have a guy who threw 3,800 pass yards and 20 some touchdowns.
How do you figure they lose to Seattle if
Jimmy's the quarterback for Seattle? Because Jimmy always wins everywhere he goes. It's like a magnetic thing. I don't know how he does. I want that luck. Can I win everywhere I go? I want to be Jimmy Garoppolo.
Wait, but you just said that they would lose to Seattle.
No, because Jimmy would be on Seattle if they had let him go.
If they had let him go. Gotcha.
That's the thing. That's the thing. That's the thing.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. No, you're totally right.
Yeah, listen, I don't think Jimmy G gets enough credit, and I do think the problem here, Brandon, is if Trey Lance is struggling, you don't think San Francisco, the Jimmy 49er faithful, okay.
Yeah,
are
he's
not going to be like...
He's a great-looking man. Congratulations.
Good luck society
let's
wins.
Send him a medal. But the thing is like Jimmy is so limited. He can't throw a ball past 20 yards. If we had anybody remotely better than Jimmy in those games, we win 3 Super Bowls.
That is so... I mean, you're so wrong there. Really? You are so
You
wrong
in India love Jimmy G. It's like your boy. Trey Lance is already better than Jimmy G.
He hasn't even played the national...
And he's still better than Jimmy G.
It's not a minor thing to be... I mean, he's a winner.
He's also got 2 inches on Jimmy G. He's 6'4". Jimmy G's 6'2". He's small.
You're looking at the stats, and I don't think you appreciate... Again, he didn't drop the pick. He did what he had to do to lead that team to the Super Bowl.
On that last drive, he was terrible against the Rams.
It was... Like, he got sacked. He had no time.
If he was truly a winner, he'd say, Aaron Donald, you're not sacking me. I'm throwing this ball 15 yards.
I am looking forward to seeing what Brandon thinks about that. You think that this team's going to win 12 games or something. You're, like, out of control. But anyways, all right, let's leave it there for now. When we come back, we'll be joined by our good friend Dave Smith. When we come back on the Mightier 1090, The Fan in Las Vegas and the Hawaii Sports Radio Network.
We'll be right back with the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The biggest pro football overlays in Vegas are back with $12 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports. With two ways to win and no rake. Circa Million with quarterly payouts and 100% payback. And Circa Survivor. Select one team each week with no point spread. Take in the big money with $12 million in guaranteed prizes. Enter in Vegas, play from anywhere. Visit CircaSports.com for details.
This is the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Still clown with the underground
when we come around. Welcome back to the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in Southern California, 98.5 The Fan in Las Vegas, and the Hawaii Sports Radio Network, 95.1 and 760 in Hawaii. Just as a reminder, if you have a question or a comment, or just want to win tickets to an upcoming game in Southern California, Las Vegas, or Hawaii, call our hotline 310-400-0340. All right, let's go out to the Circa Sports Guest Hotline right now. Circa Millions and Circa Survivor Pro Football Contest with $12 million in guaranteed prizes are back. Visit CircaSports.com for details, and here he is, the sports god himself, Dave Smith. Dave, how are you?
I'm good, Rosh. How you doing?
Good, Dave. Are you excited about the beginning of the football season? I have no idea what week zero is, but we are past week zero. We are on to week one in college football. Then shortly after that, pro football. What are you looking forward to most, Dave? You know me. I'm looking forward to the USC Trojans and seeing what they do. And then obviously fast forward to next Thursday, the Rams begin their season. What are you looking forward to?
Yeah, well, exciting. This is the greatest. This is the best time of the year when we're getting into football season here, Ross. So, yeah, I'm excited about this. I'm looking forward to college football as well. I actually prefer the college game to the NFL. I'm a big fan of college football. Yeah, looking forward to USC. And especially, I'm looking forward to the most of my Oregon Ducks, Ross, opening up on the road at Georgia in Atlanta next Saturday. That is a huge one for week one.
Yeah, no, absolutely. What do you think? Because, I mean, obviously they said it's a neutral site, Dave, for that game, but it's in Atlanta. I mean, there's going to be there's going to be nothing but an advantage. But how do you see your Oregon Ducks doing in the soon to be disassembled Pac-12?
Well, I think USC and Oregon are probably, and Utah are the best teams. If Oregon can somehow pull this off, and who knows, the first week of the season, and it is a home game for Georgia, of course, make no doubt about it. It's going to be tough for Oregon to win that, and they're going to be significant underdogs. But if they can find a way to win, I think we need to talk about Oregon maybe getting into the Final Four, into the college football playoff, because that is a huge win against the defending national champions. If that happens, and looking at their schedule, they'll probably be favored in almost every game the rest of the way.
The other big game, Dave, is going to be Notre Dame and Ohio State. Ohio State is a 17.5-point favorite. Wow. What are you thinking about that game?
Boy, that's a lot of points, 17.5 with Ohio State, and, you know, bringing back their great quarterback, C.J. Stroud. I definitely like Ohio State there, but I think Notre Dame will probably cover that 17.5, especially that is a real disrespectful spread for a team like Notre Dame, who's ranked in the top 10.
Yeah, no, the coach was actually interviewed, and he wrote down specifically for his team.
Great.
17.5.
Their coach, though, he's a winner.
Oh, dude, he's great.
He's a winner.
He's a former alumni. Yeah, but he wrote down, 17.5. I'll write that down for them. So I kind of got a kick out of that, actually.
I mean, Ohio State always, like, chokes in a game. Like, against Oregon last year, you know, they always, like, they're, like, so good, but they'll always choke in one game. I wanted to ask you, Dave, about the 49ers. Arash has given me crap. I'm not saying they're going to be a 12-win team. What I am saying is, after the Jimmy Garoppolo news, I was telling Arash, Jimmy Garoppolo can't throw past 20 yards. This guy's very limited. Yes, he's a winner. Congratulations. He benefits from Kyle Shanahan's system. But I really love the upside of Trey Lance, despite him not being able to read defenses as well yet. It'll take time. It's a learning process. What are your thoughts here? What are your thoughts on them this season? Because I think they could be a sleeper Super Bowl team.
Yeah, why not 12 wins? You know, 12-5, I think, is realistic for this 49ers team. And, had that interception been held on, had Tart held onto that interception late in the fourth quarter against the Rams, they're probably in the Super Bowl last year as well. So I like this 49ers team, but who knows? Trey Lance hasn't really played football in 2 years, since he hardly played at all in his senior year in college, and he was limited last year. I like the upside. I like his athletic ability, but I credit the organization for bringing Garoppolo back here, Jimmy G, and I'm a big fan of his. As you said, he's a winner. In the last 3 years, he's had Super Bowl and NFC Championship game the last 3 years, so $25 million for a backup and a quarterback in the NFL is unheard of, and almost everyone thought he was going to be moved on. So I think that says something for the organization. And it also says they're not sure about Lance. If they're going to bring back a guy to be a backup at $25 million, they're not quite sure yet about what he can do.
See, I disagree with this. I think this has nothing to do with Lance, and this is why. I think they were more scared that Jimmy would sign with the Seahawks and then beat them twice in the year. Now that ruins their season. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's why they won't release him. Yeah,
exactly.
If he's released,
right?
He could do that.
So
yeah.
I think it's less about everyone's like, oh, they're scared about Trey Lance. I really don't think so. I think they're still rolling with Trey Lance, and Jimmy's the – I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Jimmy starts by week six, and they also have a great insurance policy if Trey Lance does play like he played in that last preseason game. I wanted to ask a follow-up question. question for you, Dave. You don't, I mean, I know you're saying Jimmy G's great and yeah, he's a winner, but you don't think we have two Super Bowls if there's anybody like remotely good at quarterback in those Super Bowls?
Well, I like him. I think he's been pretty good the last two or three years. And that Super Bowl they lost, they lost to Kansas City. What was it, 3 years ago? I know he gets a lot of criticism. Remember late in the fourth quarter, he had a receiver wide open and he overthrew him, which would have been a touchdown and probably a Super Bowl championship. But I blame that one more on Kyle Shanahan and his gutlessness and his clock management and his timeout management, which is a huge problem with him always. I think that was more of a Kyle Shanahan loss than it was a Jimmy Z loss. But you bring up a good point about Seattle as well, because they definitely need a quarterback. And everybody's playing a game of chicken over the last couple of months, and thinking that the 49ers were going to release him and that they wouldn't have to make a trade. So that's interesting you bring up that Seattle thing, because the 49ers certainly weren't going to trade him within the division. But if they released him, that might have been where he wound up.
Yeah, no, Dave, I can't speak for your Niner fandom. I'm not the hugest fan of that 12-5. But I wanted to switch gears really quick. Dave, the GOAT herself played in her last Open yesterday, last night, Miss Serena Williams. It's a two-parter for you, two questions. A, do you think she got an unfair draw going against the number two in the next round? And B, do you think the post-celebration after her this last win was a little bit too much, appropriate, or not enough?
I didn't know about that. Who's she playing in the second round?
You know, I'll look it up for you. But okay. Yeah, it's the number two ranked woman in the WTA. So which considering that she's not ranked, it's really, I don't know. I feel it's unfair, but I just wanted your take on it.
Well, you know, she's going to have to play a good players eventually. So why not early? If she can get past this, she could make a good. And I wouldn't be surprised if she does make a really good run here. She's still one of the best players in the world. She looks like she's in pretty decent shape. Watching that match last night as well, which has been a problem for her the last couple of years. And yeah, that celebration, you think it's probably a little over the top for a first round win, but it is Serena Williams here. This is the greatest women's player of all time. This is, she says, her last U.S. Open, but yeah, she makes allegedly a good run here. Let's see if she gets to the semis or, and wins it. It surprises everybody and wins. You think she's going to retire?
I mean, wouldn't this make it her? She would beat the record for the most Opens won if she wins this one. So
she'll have tied the record for most majors with Margaret Court at 25.
I would think that she'd want to spend time with her family. No,
sure, yeah, right. And she probably is going to retire at 40. I'm just wondering if she makes a good run here. I wonder if she gets the itch maybe to play a little bit more, and she's still really good when healthy. A lot of people don't understand what she went through with childbirth a few years ago. That was a difficult childbirth, and she was in trouble. She nearly died on the table there. That was a real bad childbirth, and to recover from that as quickly as she did was remarkable. It shows you what a great player she is.
Yeah, she's playing Annette. I don't want to butcher her last name.
Oh, she's good. That's all you need to know.
But I mean, again, number two ranking. And I agree with you. She does have to eventually play, the top five players eventually. But you don't feel like this is too soon?
Well, I think she hasn't been playing, and didn't she get kind of a wild card draw into the tournament here? So
she did.
So you figure she's going to be playing somebody tough early on in the tournament. Although this being Serena, and wanting to draw big crowds, and it would be beneficial for the television ratings and for the U.S. Open if she gets deep into the tournament, you figure they might have messed with the early rounds a little bit to make sure she didn't have this tough a draw.
Yeah, you would think that she would, but I just don't. I was just in shock. That's why I had that question for you.
Okay, I'm going to jump on in, and I'm going to bring it back and piggyback off of Amron and ask about one of the best rivalries in college football. So who's going to take it this year, OSU or Michigan? I grew up in a house divided. My dad's a huge Michigan fan. My mom's a Buckeye, so we're already counting down the days till November 26th.
Well, that's tough to make a prediction like that early in the season when we haven't seen the teams play, but it was good. Harbaugh finally got over the hump last year and beat Ohio State for the first time, and not only beat them, it was kind of a blowout, easy win in Ann Arbor against Ohio State. But I think you got to go with Ohio State in this game this year, having the great quarterback returning, plus they'll be at home in the big house, and Plus, with the revenge factor after getting embarrassed on national television last year, I think you have to lean toward Ohio State in that one.
All right, we'll see.
Hey, Dave, I wanted to ask you about your curse of the sports god on the Angels. Can you please release it? We just beat the Yankees yesterday. I was there. I loved it. By the way, Grant, Mona, and I, we were telling everybody the Yankees. We were telling all the Yankees fans when we walked out, the Rays are winning the division. They're only seven back. The Yankees are going to have the biggest choke job in the history of MLB choke jobs. They're going to lose the division. What are your thoughts there? And about the Angels, all of a sudden they won four straight against. I mean, what is going on with this team?
Well, you know, normally the only way, you know, my curses are the strongest force on earth. The only way a curse can be lifted is if they win a world championship, or if there's an apology made or amends made to me when I put a curse on a franchise. But I was thinking just the other day about lifting it, but under the following circumstances. Now, Artie Moreno has decided to sell the team, thank God, because he's been one of the worst owners in sports over the years. So Artie Moreno selling the team. They would have to fire every single person in the front office. And how they haven't all been fired before now is a mystery. He's got to put a billboard salesman there instead of baseball people in the front office. But all of them have to be canned. Everybody in their radio division have to be canned. So if it's a complete exorcism, if it's a complete wipeout and starting over again with new ownership, new management, and the new radio division, I'm thinking seriously of maybe lifting the curse, although I might still need the apology. But other than that, this could be a way to lift the curse, to clean house and get rid of everybody in that front office and the owner.
Dave, I want to go back to the NFL really quick. There was a lot of talk about Tom Brady at his press conference. First of all, did you see the look that Brady had at the press conference?
Yeah, I did. And I was wondering, I'm also wondering what happened to his face. Was he getting more plastic surgery during those 11 days off? He's almost unrecognizable now from when he was around. I know he's 45 years old, but he's had a lot of work done on that face. And plus, he's had the hair implants as well. Oh, remember about 10 years ago, he was starting to lose his hair and he disappeared. And there was a picture of him. Somebody snapped a picture of him coming out of the hair replacement clinic. So he's having a lot of work done in his mid-40s here.
Well, that was going to be my first question, is where you thought he was for those 11 days. Second question is, the Buccaneers have lost a couple pieces to their offensive line already.
Yeah.
And you see the stuff with Brady leaving. Is there any concern there with the Buccaneers going into the season?
Well, there might be a little concern about winning a Super Bowl again, but they're going to be good. As long as Tom Brady's the quarterback there, they're going to be really good. So, yeah, but missing those offensive linemen is going to be tough for them to get back to the Super Bowl and win it again.
Yeah, what are your thoughts, though, Dave, on that look? Do you think that he maybe had a little bit of extra work done? Because I do.
Oh, absolutely. I think He was getting a little bit of a touch-up, a little nip and tuck on his face there. And over the last 5 or 10 years, there's been a lot of transitioning when it comes to his face. So, yeah, I think he was having some work done.
Yeah, Dave, I wanted to ask you about Russell Westbrook. Still on the team, Jeannie Buss just said he was the most consistent player last year, the best player, but she had to rephrase that, most consistent, because he played about 78 games. Congratulations, he gets a medal for playing 78 games. He was terrible. Are they going to
really
move on?
That?
I mean, wow. Yeah, she said, yeah. Oh, man. Trust me, I'm almost on the Jeannie sell the team bandwagon soon, but she'll never do it, so there's no point. So I root for her to succeed. But where do you think, are they going to make this Indiana trade? Would you be fine with a Bogdan Bogdanovic trade? Like, what are your thoughts here? Does he need to be off the team, or you just send him home at this point?
I wouldn't send him home. You know, he's a horrible fit here. You know, we said that last summer. This is an awful trade when the Lakers made this deal, and he was a terrible fit last year. Yeah, he's going to have a difficult time ever succeeding in the same backcourt with LeBron, who needs the ball and is pretty much going to be the point guard run the offense. As far as the trade goes, you know, for some of these names I'm hearing, Bogdan Bojanovic and Buddy Hield and stuff, I certainly don't think that's worth two number ones in 2027 and 2029. Maybe for Kyrie Irving, but for those guys, yeah, unless, you know, if they get a Miles Turner and a Buddy Hield to go along with Westbrook, you know, I think for Westbrook, I think that makes them serious championship contenders again. They'd be a significantly better team. I wouldn't give up two number ones for those guys, though. But I also think if I were the Lakers, I would make Westbrook the second unit point guard. I think that's the best role for him, not being out there with LeBron. he's still a pretty good player, and I think if he has the ball on the broad side out there, he could be kind of effective, especially against the other team's backup. So I think that would be my role for him.
Dave, we are close to 2 weeks away from big fight night in Las Vegas. I'm going to be there. Canelo, Triple G. What can this weekend, what can that fight do for the sport? We've talked about it. I mean, there's big fights happening, but it does not get that traditional coverage. You know. Again, the people who aren't big fight fans, they know Canelo, they know Triple G, they know Floyd, maybe a few other people's. What can this fight weekend do?
Yeah, it's funny. I didn't even realize that fight was 2 weeks away.
Exactly.
A couple of years ago, this would have been the biggest thing in boxing. Yeah. Now it's not a huge fight anymore, although Triple G's already beaten him twice, in my opinion. Yeah. So this brings up a lot of interest on my point, but yeah, in Las Vegas, it's going to be difficult for Triple G to get a decision against Canelo Alvarez. I think the odds are really stacked against him. I think the judges are going to be in the hip pocket of Canelo, maybe not as much as they were before when Oscar De La Hoya was his promoter. So I like Canelo because I don't think Triple G can win a decision in Las Vegas against him. And what it does for boxing, it sets up a really interesting fight, although Canelo said the other day, he was talking about the Zerto. Zerto Ramirez, is a good live dog going up against Dmitry Bivol coming up here. I like Zerto a lot as a light heavyweight, a young fighter. If he wins, Canelo said, I don't want to fight him because I don't want to fight Mexicans. He said that, I think, yesterday in an interview I saw. So that would be a good matchup, Canelo and Zerto, or Canelo against Bivol in a rematch. So, yeah, I think a lot of good things can happen out of this fight coming up with Triple G.
Dave, when you see, you know, Jake Paul get all the headlines and you know, listen, I think at the end of the day, if boxing can get younger viewers, I have no problem. When you see Jake Paul get these headlines and these big fight nights and, you know, if he wants to fight Floyd and things like that, do you have a problem there?
No, I don't at all. And I'm not as down on Jake Paul as most people are, Ross. I know you kind of feel the same way as well.
Yeah.
And I'm with you. I know you and I are both old school boxing fans, and there's a lot of purists out there, and there's a lot of old school guys who hate stuff like this and, you know, think it's a joke and think it's a circus. But you're right. Jake Paul has brought in a lot of people in the under 30 crowd and putting eyes on the sport and selling tickets and creating new fans and people who probably never would have watched boxing before. I think it's a good thing. So, and I also love the fact, Ross, what he does for women's boxing and the fact that he's raised the paychecks and that he's made millionaires out of the women boxers and out of his own pocket. The undercard guys, he pays them, you know, double and triple what they would normally make. So he's really good as a promoter to the undercard guys and the women. And that's one of his big beasts with Dana White is he doesn't pay his fighters enough. So in that regard, I like what Jake Paul is doing.
I mean, and Dave, that is such a big key. I mean, no knock on Top Rank and Bob Barham and Don King, but you need younger people like that. And so that's why I have no problem here. And so you can learn from... By the way, you can learn from like all the leagues out there how to attract younger people. You know, hop on TikTok post fight and do things like that.
Baseball needs
100%, right? Last 60 seconds here. So what's the next big fight that you again? We got Canelo Triple G September 17th, I believe. What's the next big fight that you've circled?
Well, it's the one that I've wanted to see for the last 5 years. Errol Spence against Terrence Crawford. That's the big one. And they better make this fight soon because they're not getting any younger. I think Crawford's in his mid-30s now. This is the problem with boxing. The best fights don't happen. This should have happened 5 years ago, like Manny Pacquiao and Floyd should have happened 6 or 7 years before it did. But that's the one there. Spence Crawford is the one I've been waiting for a long time. I would love to see that fight happen. Now that Crawford's not with Arum anymore, why not, Arash? Why can't we make this fight?
I mean, Dave, you touched on it. That's the problem. We don't get the best fights. We get that in UFC. We get that obviously in like all these sports league. In boxing, it's the one thing where you hear from Bob or you hear from Oscar. Nobody wants to hear from the promoters. Just give the fans the best fights that they want.
Well, that's why I need to be the commissioner.
We would love
boxing
that.
Boxing needs a commissioner.
They need the sports guy to be the commissioner.
I would have both these guys in my office with their promoters and their network and said, you have 30 days to sign a contract. Yeah. You have 90 days to fight. And if you don't do it, I hope you enjoy getting your boxing license suspended. Suspend your boxing license.
Exactly.
That would bring them around real quick.
I love it. Dave, you're the best. Let's talk again next week. That's all the time we have for today. Let's do it again tomorrow. Until then, this is Arash Markazi saying stay safe and stay healthy.
This is the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.